This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. The Dallas Arboretum is full of life right now. Bright blossoms, busy honeybees, and one plant that stands out above the rest. Most kids at the Children's Adventure Garden are there for the playgrounds, water toys, and games. Even the youngest guests can't help but admire the towering Queen Victoria agave.
It's very tall and kind of spiny and looks a little prickly.
Emily Bayless was stunned to learn the plant was actually 20 years old, and its skinny flower stalk stands over 15 feet tall.
It's pretty cool that it can live that long and grow so high.
What's also cool is the agave is flowering, something it only does once. What's not so cool? After the bloom comes doom.
As soon as the flowers are all finished, those that were pollinated will go to seed. And then it will also produce some adventitious pups. That means they're little baby plants that form along the flower stem. And then the mother plant dies.
As in, dries out, turns brown, and keels over. Kevin Wiley is the horticulture manager for the Children's Adventure Garden and says it will be a loss when this agave dies. They'll be able to replant a lot of its seeds, so the legacy will live on.
I'm just a nerd about these kind of plants, and so when I saw this one start to bloom, I knew it was something special.
The agave will only bloom for another week or two. So if you want to see it before it starts to wither, the clock is ticking. Courtney Collins, KERA News.